This is NPR News.
Good morning. You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio on 94.3 FM. I'm Chandler Guadagnin. Teton School District 401 in Driggs will no longer provide free meals to all of its students. Local News 8 reports that starting next school year, the district will no longer be able to provide free breakfast and lunch to all students. The school district will revert to its previous policy where families are eligible for free or reduced priced meals based on their income. To determine if your family qualifies for free or price reduced meals, forms can be filled out at mymealtime.com. For more information, contact Kathy Robury at krobury@tsd401.org. We'll see mostly cloudy skies in eastern Idaho today. Jackson will have patchy and freezing fog this morning, turning into chances for showers later on. Highs will be in the 50s. Right now it's 25 in Rexburg and Idaho Falls, 23 in Pocatello, and 18 in Jackson. The Idaho Fish and Game Department is sponsoring a Youth Outdoor Skills Day at Beaver Dick Park west of Rexburg on Saturday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Skill stations include archery, muzzle loaders, gun safety, trapping, hound hunting, turkey calling, ATV safety, and much more. Attend six stations to enter a drawing for free prizes. You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio.
Mornings are tough, and we want to help. On your morning commute, make sure to tune in to Morning Edition here on KBYI 94.3 FM. With NPR World News, market insights, and even local news and weather, we're your choice in morning radio. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.
Good morning, I'm May Martinez. Childbirth is always exciting, but what happened to a Brazilian couple this past weekend was wild. The mom was 39 weeks pregnant at a